हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। अथातोनु प्रश्नाः। हौ केन यू फर्गेट दिस्? एव्री क्लास आई रिपीट दिस्। This is style of the teaching also. As Brahman is not available for recognition through any pramanam, it is possible for one to make a conclusion that Brahman doesn't exist at all. Doubt also is possible if Brahman exists or not. Therefore, whether Brahman exists or not, this is the implied question, along with other two questions. And Shankara Bhagavatpada, in his commentary, by way of answering these questions, he presents, explains here. Especially here, we have been seeing in understanding definitely Brahman exists. The Anupravesha Shruti, he was presented, was taken for analysis. Anupravesha Shrutihi means a statement of Veda which mentions that Brahman has entered into the creation. As what? Tat srishtva tad eva nupravishat tad anupravishya satchatyaccha bhavat. Don't need to go that far. Tat srishtva tad eva nupravishat. So Brahman, the Brahmatma, this all-pervasive reality, is of the nature of limitlessness. Time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless. So limitlessness is the very swarupam of Brahma reality. Therefore, this reality is implied by the term Brahma. Otherwise, why should you use the word Brahma? And specifically, the spatial limitlessness also is implied by other term Atma. So that Brahman and Atma are two different words, neuter and masculine gender words, implying the one and the only reality. This reality created this universe and he entered into this creation. This is a statement taken for discussion. And by way of unfolding the meaning of this statement, Adishinga Bhagavatpada also refutes the other commentaries, other interpretations, explanations of the people of other schools of thought, specifically the school which believes in Brahman being the పరిణామ ఉపాదాన కారణం. సో దెన్ పరిణామవాదిన ఫర్ దమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ వి రిమైండ్ యూ త్రీ జయంట్ వైదికాస్ భారతదేశ ఆర్ ది పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ ద్వైత మతం, దృష్టాద్వైత మతం అండ్ అద్వైత దర్శనం. ఐఎమ్ వెరీ కాన్షియస్, వెరీ థాట్ఫుల్ ఐ మెన్షనింగ్. ఐ డో నాట్ సే అద్వైతం ఇస్ అ మతం. ఓకే, ద్వైత మతం, విశిష్టాద్వైత మతం, అద్వైత దర్శనం. అఫ్ కోర్స్ ద్వైత మతం ఈస్ ఆఫ్ ద వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ వ్యూ దట్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ ద ఇంటెలిజెంట్ కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్. విశిష్టాద్వైత మతం, లైక్ అద్వైత మతం, ఈస్ ఆఫ్ ద వ్యూ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ బోత్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ది మెటీరియల్ కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్. The difference is, in Advaita Darshanam, Brahman is the intelligent cause, also material cause, Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanatvat Ishwarattam also. Even the status of being the Lord is attributed to, Ishwarattam is attributed to Brahma because of being the one inseparable, intelligent and material cause of the universe. But as a material cause, Brahman is what? Not like any other material cause which undergoes a change. The vivarta upadana karanam. Without undergoing a change, remaining as it is, retaining its rupam throughout, Brahman is both the causes of the universe. Whereas in visishtadvaita matam, Brahman is the intelligent cause, but Brahman is also upadana karanam, but parinama upadana karanam. As material cause, Brahman undergoes a change. And to prove this view, they have to say things which suits this view. So when the question of interpreting this anupravesha shrutihi, where Brahman is said to have entered into the creation, they have their own view that Brahman, for them, the upadana Brahman is real, upadana karanam is real, undergoes a change, therefore the creation also is real, therefore entry is also real. So they want to literally, they take the sentence literally, they try to fit their own interpretation. Brahman entered. How Brahman entered into the creation? We saw in the previous classes, slowly, one after the other, eight different interpretations, as eight different suggestions, one after that they were giving. Maybe this is how Brahman must have entered. This is how Brahman must have entered. This is the way the entry of Brahman must be. These are the person, one after the other. We are not going to go back and see those eight because not worth. You know, there are eight interpretations. If the entry was real, it's worth paying attention. There's no real entry at all. But still, they discussed the entry, how the entry would have been possible. They tried to present their different suggestions. And finally, every time they presented their suggestion, and Shankara Bhagavatpada pointed out the logical fallacy, impossibility of the entry of Brahman into the creation. So they have no choice. They have to accept that impossibility of entry of Brahman into the creation. So when they arrive at this understanding, finally, accepting their eight different interpretations being refuted and negated, still they have to say what should be the meaning of this anupravesha shruti. That is what we are going to see today. Okay? Okay. Hope you remember where exactly I have to enter today. Yevam Tarhi. This tarhi is an indeclinable word which means then. It goes with yadi. If it is so, then yadi evam. Yadi is implied there. Yadi is not mentioned, yadi is implied. Yadi evam, if this is the further understanding we arrive at, there's no possibility of the Brahmatma entering into the creation. It does remember very easily. What would have been Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer? Why there is impossibility? We know very well. Apravishta sthana shunyatvat, isn't it? We saw that. So what is it? Because of, remember, it's very simple. Sarva gatatvam, remember please these points. Sarva gatatvam, all pervasive, first of all, sukshmatamatvam. Sukshmatamatvam, there's nothing, the subtleness. Sukshmatamatvam, subtleness. There's nothing subtler than the reality, Brahma. The most subtle, the subtlest vastu here is Brahma. Sukshmatamatvat, due to its the most subtleness, Brahman is absolutely all-pervasive. Sarvagatatvam. Sukshmatamatvat sarvagatatvam. Absolutely all-pervasive means what is all-pervasive of even the all-pervasive space. Sarvagatatvat achalatvam. Motionlessness. You can't move an inch. Achalatvat actionlessness also. Because of these reasons, then nir avayavatvam. Achalatvam, nir avayavatvam. Attributelessness, partlessness. So, sukshmatamatvam, sarvagatatvam, achalatvam, then nir avayavatvam. Because of these reasons, there's no place where Brahman is not. Then when Brahman is the material cause, at the time of the creation itself, simultaneously, Brahman has already as though entered. Brahman cannot enter newly. Already Brahman, the entry has happened simultaneously along with the creation. As a material cause. So this entry must be as though entry. It cannot be a real entry. So by mentioning this entry, what is implied is something very different. What is that we are going to see later on? Let us see here. What is the, remembering this Shankara Bhagavatpada's view, vision, let us come back to this here. The conclusion of the Parinami Upadana Parinami Vadinaha. Yadi evam, if this is so, if there is no possibility of Brahman entering into the creation at all, tarhi then praveshaha naiva asti. See, praveshaha nasti, they could have said, there is no entry of Brahman. There is no entry at all of Brahman. Praveshaha nasti means what? There is no entry. Naiva asti means there is no entry at all of Brahman into the creation. Who say this? Parinamavadi says. Now, and then they say, tadevanu pravishat iti shrutehe నచ గత్యంతరం ఉపలభామహే. ఉపలభామహే మీన్స్ వాట్? ఉప ఇస్ ఎ ప్రిఫిక్స్, లభ ధాతు. లభామహే వి గెయిన్, వి గెట్. ఉపలభామహే వి క్లోజ్లీ గెట్, వి ఫైండ్, వి డిస్కవర్. న ఉపలభామహే వి డు నాట్ ఫైండ్ అనదర్ వే. గతి అంతరం, అంతరం, గత్యంతరం, అనదర్ వే అవుట్. వి డు నాట్ ఫైండ్ అనదర్ వే అవుట్ అట్ ఆల్. దర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ వే ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ది ఎంట్రీ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇన్ టు క్రియేషన్. Therefore, what? Iti shrutehe means there's no way of finding the meaning of this statement. Tadeva anupravishat. There's no way of finding, arriving at the meaning of the statement tadeva anupravishat. That Brahman only entered. We're not able to find the meaning. Again, he says, Shruti, what about this Veda Shastram? It's a Vedic statement. It is not some Tom, Dick, Harry statement, some passerby statement. It is a statement of Shruti Mahata. Every sentence in Shruti is very important. Every sentence must be carefully analyzed and understood. Every word of every statement should have its own place. We can't just take it for granted. We can't just ignore it. Why? Because Shrutihi is the Nimittam. Nimittam means what? Shrutihi is the Pramanam. Shrutihi is the Nimittam, Pramanam. See, the word Nimittam means instrumental. So, Pramanam. Shruti is instrumental. Shruti serves as a Pramanam, as a means of knowledge, especially Vijnana Utpattav, in the rising of the knowledge. Shruti is instrumental in the rising of the knowledge. I'm giving you the exact translation. Utpattav, Vijnanasya Utpattav, Shrutihi Nimittam. Nimittam, Shruti is instrumental. Shruti serves as a means when in the rising of the knowledge of things which are beyond perception. Atindriya Vishaye. See, Indriya Vishayam, if any object, anything is Indriya Vishayaha, then Indriyani are enough. Our sense organs are enough to have knowledge of things which are perceptible. Indriya Vishayaha means what? Indriya Vishayaha means things, objects perceptible through sense organs. So available for pratyaksha pramanam, perception. Then we don't need other pramana. Atindriya Vishaya means what? Atindriya Vishayaha means the things, objects which are not perceptible, which are beyond the instruments available. It's a, you know, the meaning of knowledge available with us. It is this here. Atindra Vishayam. Brahman is Atindriya Vishayaha. Absolute reality, Atindriya Vishayaha means it's something to be, something which is not available for sense perception, not available for thought conception, not available for word description. So Atindriya Vishayaha, Vishayam, Vishayaha Brahma. Atma. So Atindriya, not only this Brahmatma, even about the heaven. Heaven is Atindriya Vishayaha. Then all parts, Shukla Gatihi, Krishna Gatihi, and different lokas which are above, which are below, all Atindriya Vishayaha. Punyam, Papam, Punarjanma. In knowing many things are Atindriya Vishayaha, we cannot have no clue. So, in knowing, in the rising of knowledge of things which are beyond our perception, Shruti is instrumental. So Shruti serves as a means of arriving at facts, arriving at things which are beyond perception. Therefore, what about Brahma? Brahman is the absolute reality and which is not available for knowing through any other pramanam. Therefore, in knowing the Brahman also, Shruti is the pramanam. Shruti is the pramanam. Therefore, what? It is not possible for us to reject the Shruti statement. Shrutihi cha naha, for us, atindriya vishaye vijnana utpattau nimittam. But unfortunately, it is a statement of parinamavadi, don't forget. Asmat vak nacha, asmat vakyat, yatnavatam api vijnanam utpadyate. Pranamavadi says, vijnanam na utpadyate. Knowledge of the meaning of this sentence does not rise at all. Doesn't happen. Asmat vakyat, from this Shruti statement, no knowledge rises. From this Shruti statement, no knowledge rises means what? With the help of this statement, from this statement, no meaning is arrived at. No knowledge rises. Vijnanam na utpadyate. No knowledge rises from this statement means this statement does not serve as means of arriving at something. So it doesn't help us understand anything. So what? For whom? Yatnavatam api. See, yatnaha, effort. Yatnavat purushaha, a person of effort. Yatnavan, nominative case. Yatnavatam, possessive plural. Yatnavatam manushyanam api. Even for the people of adequate, appropriate, tremendous effort, who make all possible efforts to try to extract the meaning of this sentence, no meaning is extractable from this statement. No message is extractable from this statement. So, asmat cha, asmat vakyat, vijnanam na utpadyate, yatnavatam api. Even for people of tremendous effort. People, if you do not make effort, they will not arrive at anything. If they try to understand, okay, very difficult, leave it, they don't get any meaning. But people who do not give up, who continuously make efforts to what should be the meaning? What should be the meaning? Because what should be the meaning conveyed? The meaning arrived at should not contradict with the statements of Veda which have been presented before. It should not contradict with other pramanams also. A non-contradictory fact must be arrived through the sentence. Again, what about Veda Shastram? Veda Shastram is consistent from the beginning to the end. Consistent means what? Whatever is said in Veda, in any part of the Veda, cannot contradict with its own statements itself, nor can the Veda contradict with any other pramanam also. That is the uniqueness of Veda. As Prabhupada used to say all the time, the veracity in what Vedashastram says is the strength. So here, therefore, to say now, the idea here is, nacha asmat vakyat yatnavatam api vijnanam na utpadyate. I'm reading it out of the prose order, okay? So it may be easy for you to understand. Therefore, what? My God, we can't ignore Vedic statement. Veda is the only pramanam to arrive at things which are beyond perception. At the same time, we are not able to arrive at any meaning here. Even people who are making tremendous effort. So what should we do then? Hanta. When a person says hanta, when a person is doing a lot of effort in trying to explain something, he's not able to explain and gets tired. Hanta, alas. You know, it is here, it's a melancholic expression. You know it's melancholic expression? Because they fail. Anattakatvat. Now they arrive at the conclusion. My God, what do they say? Tat srishtva tad eva nupravishat. This statement, having created the universe, Brahman has entered into that creation. This statement, anupravesha shrutihi, this statement, they say anarthakam vakyam. It's a meaningless statement. Doesn't convey any meaning. Anarthakatvat, due to its meaninglessness, it should be apohyam. Okay, apohyam means what? It should be rejected. It should be eliminated. It should be, understand, eliminated, removed. So what? Leave the sentence and go ahead. This is the conclusion. Let us simply leave this sentence. Let's not try to understand the meaning at all because it doesn't have no meaning. This is what their conclusion. It's not possible. One should not say any Vedic statement is anarthakam. How dare anybody can say anything. If you don't understand, say don't understand. I do not understand what is said in the Veda, what is conveyed by the Vedic statement. That is a polite way of saying. Other than that, we say the sentence is meaningless means we make conclusion because of our non-understanding of the sentence. It is inappropriate. Understand? Anarthakatvat apohyam etadvakyam anattarhi, then anarthakatvat apohyam etadvakyam, which vakyam? Tat srishtva tad eva nupravishat. This one particular portion, small portion, let us ignore it, reject it. I mean, let us eliminate it. I mean, we'll ignore and we'll go ahead. That's the meaning. Iti. So here, I tell you, no Vedic statement can be simply taken for granted and rejected or ignored. Nothing can be eliminated. And every statement must be thoroughly, correctly analyzed and arrived at. Meaning should be arrived at. Every word of every sentence must have its own place. We have to find it. So whenever contradictions are there, differences are there, then those differences or contradictions which are found in the Veda Shastram are only seeming contradictions. Between the Vedic statement, there cannot be real contradictions. The seeming contradictions may be there. The seeming contradictions must be understood and they must be reconciled. The apparent contradictions are possible. Apparent contradictions must be understood and reconciled. And reconciling the apparent contradictions is said to be what? Samanvayaha. So the Samanvayaha must be brought in there. Somehow we understand the correct meaning. Which means we have to go back to sentences from the beginning, what has been said. And in order to remember, in order not to forget the contradictions being apparent, to understand that actually we should always remember the main purpose of the study of the Upanishad, the main intention of the Upanishad. Upanishad's intention is always imparting the knowledge of Brahman. The Upanishad, whatever Upanishad says, is finally to help us arrive at what Brahman is. Because the very first sentence itself presents the benefit of Brahmavidya. Brahmavida apnoti param. The very sentence is what? The knower of Brahman attains the absolute. Already the benefit of Brahmavidya is mentioned. So the palam is there. That palam is very attractive for us. That palam makes us make effort to know Brahman. Then we ask the question, what is that Brahman? We won't be interested in knowing what the Brahman is unless the benefit is brought to light. So the opening sentence brings the very benefit to the light so that we are inspired to know what Brahman is. Then Upanishad presents Brahman Swarupam. Swarupam, that Swarup Lakshmi is presented as Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And each and every word we understood very beautifully how each word supportive of each every other word. They mutually they support that Brahma Swarup is understood. You know, the unfoldment of those words. And later on, the Upanishad itself presents what? It is that Brahman. Where is that Brahman, which is existence, consciousness, and limitlessness? So limitlessness available for recognition. Already it was made very clear. Now, Yo Vedanihi Tanguhayam Parame Vyoman. Don't think I'm repeating it because Shankarabhupada is going to say this. Yaha Niha Guhayam Nihitam Veda, that Brahman, of course, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, the direct definition of Brahman, Swarup Lakshma of Brahman helps us understand the Swarup of reality being all pervasiveness. Therefore, there's no place, no time, reality is not there. Already reality must be there as the very material cause of the universe in the creation. Though all pervasive, it is not available for recognition everywhere, anywhere. It's available for recognition only in the cave of one's own mind, cave of Buddhi. Buddhi Guhayam, Mana Guhayam, isn't it? Buddhi Guhayam is available for recognition. All it is made very clear. Yo Vedanihi Tanguhayam Parame Vyoman. Again, the benefit of knowing this kind of Brahman, obtaining as one's own self, as the very truth of I, in one's own mind also is mentioned there. So, actually, this Anupravesha Shruti, the meaning of the Anupravesha Shruti, he must be understood without losing sight of the intention of the Upanishad, remembering what is already conveyed by those sentences in the first Anuvaka. Okay? This is all for our understanding. This is what Shankaracharya is going to say now. Okay, we'll go to the next part now. So first he says what? Na. The na alone is the answer. Okay? When the Purupakshi, Pranamavadi, stops his speech saying this vakyam is anarthakyam. It's an anarthakam vakyam. Anarthakyat. Because of its meaninglessness, upohim, it should be just simply discarded. No way of discarding, removing, eliminating any Vedic statement. It is not appropriate. Why? Because Anya Arthatvat, the reason is given that Anupravesha Shrutihi has another significant meaning. Anya Arthatvam Asti. The sentence has the status of having another significant meaning. Okay, so before go there, in the very beginning I mentioned Anuprave, even though Shankara Bhagavatpada had written commentary on all 10 Upanishads, major Upanishads, which are known as major Upanishads because of his commentary, and because Vyasacharya also used the mantras from those 10 Upanishads in his Brahmasutrani, where he has taken mantras from those Upanishads for his analysis. Therefore, those are considered to be major Upanishads. Otherwise, all Upanishads are equally great. The two important reasons. Vyasa Bhagavan has taken the mantras specifically from those 10 Upanishads, mostly for analysis, for establishing the meanings, correct meanings of the sentences. Analytical study. So Shankara Bhagavatpada also thoughtfully had written commentary on those Upanishads. Therefore, they are known as major Upanishads. So, and after 10 major Upanishads, the 4 Upanishads, I mentioned it earlier also in one of my previous classes, Aitareya Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In all these 4 Upanishads, we come across this Srishti Prakriya. I mean, the method of analyzing the creation in order to arrive at Brahman is presented, where the specific statement of Brahman entering into the creation is mentioned. The statement mentioning the entry of Brahman into the creation is called Anupravesha Shrutihi. Is found other Upanishads also. Has Shankaracharya written his commentary in all the 4 Upanishads on this statement, same commentary, if you ask? Almost the same, with a very slight difference. In Chandogya Upanishad, he simply mentions in his commentary on Anupravesha Shruti found in Chandogya Upanishad, Shankaracharya mentions this entry of Brahman into the creation is nothing but Brahman being available for recognition in the cave of intellect. And the same meaning is slightly, we are going to see anyway. What is given Taittiriya Upanishad, we are going to see later on. His own. The reality Brahman is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, entry is not possible. But Brahman as pure consciousness, as pure consciousness, pure existence, can never be recognized. Only the reality in its pure nature is not available for recognition. The manifest reality manifested alone, is recognizable. Therefore, this reality is dependent on the subtle body for its manifestation. Even though the subtle body is dependent on Brahman for its very existence. So Manaha serves as a manifesting medium. Mind is the subtlest of the material products. The human mind is also inert material stuff, but it's the subtlest of the material products. It's very difficult to even explain mind. The mind is the subtlest of the material products. Mind is capable of manifesting consciousness, manifesting the subtlest reality. So the manifestation of consciousness is said to be Jivaha. Manifest consciousness, Chid Abhasaha. Manifest consciousness. But we can say manifest, there is no manifest, Pujasam used to say, there is no manifest consciousness, really speaking, it's only pure consciousness. So consciousness in the presence of thought is manifest consciousness. The thoughts remain resolved, what is there is pure consciousness. In the presence and absence of thoughts, now contribute for the attributing the attribute to the consciousness. Manifest consciousness. Or pure consciousness. What is pure consciousness? It's like the light. When there's light, light alone is there without any opaque thing. Imagine. Then light is just the light. We cannot call the light reflected light. Reflection of the light. In the presence of the opaque thing, light get the qualification. Same light is given the qualification attribute of what? As a reflected light, a reflection of the light. There's no reflected light and a pure light. There's just the light. To differentiate the light from the reflected light, we have to add adjective pure. The light is just the light. The presence of the opaque thing, light gets the qualification of being the reflected light. In the absence of opaque thing, light is light, but we shall have pure light. In the same way, in the presence of the thoughts rise, we say consciousness is what? Manifest consciousness. In the absence of thoughts, the pure consciousness. Are there two consciousnesses? No, there's only one consciousness. But still we can say manifestation of consciousness. Okay, mind alone is capable of reflecting, manifesting consciousness. Pujasamji very thoughtfully does not like the word reflection. Manifestation of consciousness. So pure consciousness is available for recognition. The manifestation of consciousness, manifest consciousness is recognizable. So no material gross object is capable of manifesting consciousness directly. Some used to give an example. If we go and see our face on the wall, the wall is also earthen product. Any wood is also earthen product. Mirror also is earthen product. But mirror alone is capable, all are equally earthen. But mirror alone is capable of reflecting your face because of the transparency. But earth is wood, piece of wood or a wall or any other earthen product is not capable of reflecting your face because of the absence of transparency. So in the same way, this because of the subtleness, sukshmat, again the subtleness of the mind, the transparency, mind alone is capable of manifesting consciousness directly. Everything else in the world, the entirety of the objective universe, including the sense organs, become the manifesting medium for consciousness, not directly, indirectly. But direct manifestation is only in the mind. Therefore, where through the manifestation, we can arrive at the pure reality as a source of manifestation. So mind is the antahkaranam, is the place of locus of recognition of Brahman as the source of manifestation. So the pure consciousness, pure existence in the form of pure consciousness can be arrived at not as an object, but as the very swarupma of subject, swarupma of I, as one's own swarupam in the mind, the cave of mind. This Brahman's availability in the cave of intellect, obtaining as one's own swarupam, as source of manifestation, is what is implied by this anupravesha shrutihi. This is the same meaning elaborately discussed in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, in Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary. If you understand the meaning of Anupravesha Shruti here, you have understood the meaning of Anupravesha Shruti given any part of, in any Vedantic text. Don't need to worry about it. This is the many. But we are going to see later on again. And in order to arrive at this fact that this Brahman, just mentioned earlier, yo vedanihi tanguhayam, this absolute reality, all pervasive reality, there's no place where it is not, still it is available for recognition only in the cave of buddhi. And how to arrive at that reality, obtaining as one's own self in the cave of one's own buddhi, for which Upanishad again presented its own unique Panchakosha Prakriya. Through the analysis of five koshas, Upanishad helped us arrive at Brahman being available for recognition as one's own Swarupam. And we understood how the Panchakosha analysis was, what is the purpose of presenting the analysis of five koshas to arrive at that all-pervasive Brahman obtaining as one's own self. This prakriya itself is used. There, from the beginning, from the initial was said, Akasha, Brahman is the cause of the space. So space is the product of Brahman. Not only the space, all elements, the elementals, subtle elements, gross elements, then up to the human physical body, everything, the product of Brahman was mentioned earlier. Then finally, again, it was mentioned, interior to this physical body, the physical body, which is known as Annamayaha, is negated as Anatma. Then interior to the physical body is shown what Pranamayaha, and the Pranamayaha is also negated as Anatma. Then Pranamaya, we are taken to the Manomayaha. Manomayaha is of being, Anatma is also negated. Then other than Manomaya, interior to the Manomaya, the Vijnanamaya is brought to light. And then Vijnanamaya also negated as Anatma. And in that cave of Vijnana, Buddhi, Vijnanamaya, there is Brahman available for recognition as what? As the Brahman is there, Brahman is there as the Atma. The all-pervasive reality Brahman is obtaining as the innermost essence, as the source of manifestation of fractions of fullness of happiness. In the Buddhi Guha. So the experienced sukham, experienced happiness, would in different degrees graded as priyam, modaha, pramodaha, pleasure, joy, and greater joy. So there, Brahman is brought to light as Atma with qualifications, as qualified Atma, qualified with different gradations of happiness. And these gradations of happiness as pleasure, joy, and greater joy become instrumental. They become the means, the clue for arriving at the source of the manifestation of happiness. Which is the Ananda Atma. Which means Atma is ever of the nature of fullness of happiness. The non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting Swarupam is what? Fullness of happiness. Anandaha is Swarupam of the Atma. Ananda Atma. The Ananda Atma is Brahma. Brahma and Ananda Atma are one and the same. Your Brahman, the Atma, which is of the nature of fullness of happiness, it is source of manifestation of fractions of happiness. Graded, where we went, gradations of happiness. So that Brahma, that Brahman is available for recreation only in the cave of intellect. This is what is actually the meaning. So Anupravesha Shruti, the meaning of Anupravesha Shruti is actually what is conveyed by the meaning conveyed by the statements of Shruti found in the first Anuvaka. Understand now? The meaning conveyed with statement of the first Anuvaka, the same meaning conveyed by this Anupravesha Shruti. There's no difference. It's only for our, because this unfoldment is for our understanding. See, in order to understand the fact that this absolute reality implied by the term Brahman exists, we should know how does it exist, where does it exist, what is the nature of it, how is it available for recognition. All this has to be explained to convince the existence of Brahman. Therefore, Upanishad presents the Anupravesha Shruti. Okay, so let us go back to the sentence now. What Shankaracharya says, Anya Arthatvat. What is the Anya Arthaha? What is Anyaha Arthaha? What is another significant meaning of this Anupravesha Shruti? As this Anupravesha Shruti has the status of conveying a significant message, it is inappropriate to simply, thoughtlessly discard the sentence. For na. Okay. Then he says, Kimartham Asthane Charcha. This whole statement, an Advaitin's answer given by Shankaracharya. Kimartham charcha. What is the purpose of any argument, discussion, irrelevantly, asthane? What is the purpose? There's no, what is the purpose of presenting the discussion of inappropriate incorrect inappropriate incorrect interpretations. Asthanam is it's a nice Sanskrit advanced expression. Okay, asthane kimartham charcha. Kimartham, what is this charcha for? Especially where the charcha is not required. It's irrelevant. Irrelevant means what now? Irrelevant means any incorrect, inappropriate interpretation becomes irrelevant. Kimartham asthane charcha. Then he says, he explained what is anyaha arthaha. Asya vakyasya arthaha anyaha vivakshitaha asya vakyasya arthaha asti. There is another significant meaning intended by this statement. Vivakshitaha means intended meaning. Vivakshitaha arthaha. What the Shruti would have liked to say. That is what Shruti's intended, implied message. What Shruti really wanted to convey. See, vivakshitaha is a past passive participle of vivakshate. Vaktum iccha. Vivaksha, desire to speak. So what was desired by the Shruti to convey? Vivakshitaha arthaha. Understand? Participle. Vaktum iccha vivaksha. Vivakshitaha is a past passive participle of vivakshate. Understand? So what is desired to be conveyed? What is intended and implied by the statement? Vivakshitaha arthaha. Of what? Asya vakyasya kasya vakyasya anupravesha shruti vakyasya. Of this statement of entry of Brahman into the creation, of this statement, anupravesha shruti statement, there is another significant intended implied meaning, and which is nothing but what? Prakritaha arthaha. Prakritaha means what? This absolute reality, Brahman, is being analyzed, discussed at present. Prakritaha means what? At present, what is being discussed is Prakritaha. The current topic under discussion is Brahma. That Brahman is what is intended and implied by this statement. Saha arthaha smartavyaha. See, intention of the Shruti should not be forgotten. Smartavyaha. That intended meaning, the implied meaning of the statement should be remembered. Because only main aim of the Upanishad is to help us arrive at what Brahman is. Shruti's aim is not in analyzing the creation, not in explaining how the creation came into existence is not at all Shruti's interest. Whether really Brahman entered into the creation or not is not in Shruti's aim. Shruti's only aim is to help us arrive at what Brahman is. That's what is vivakshitaha arthaha. Therefore, that is what is the Brahman has to be understood. Brahman is subject matter which is being discussed at present. Prakritaha Vishayaha Brahma. which is said, prakrutaha hi anyaha vivakshitaha asya vakyasya artaha asti sahasmartavyaha. So when we interpret any statement of Upanishad, any part of the Upanishad, we should not forget, we should not lose sight of the intention of the Shruti. So sahasvartavyaha, that word tavya is, it should be remembered. How? What was originally it was said? So he quotes. Now Shankaracharya, no, he quotes all those important statements from the first Anuvaka. Don't think I'm repeating, okay? He, Bhagavan, Shankar Bhagavad repeats. Brahma vida apnoti param. Brahma vid param apnoti. The knower of Brahman attains the absolute end, accomplishes the absolute goal. Oh, the benefit of Brahma Jnanam is mentioned in the very opening statement to enthuse the aspirant, to convert a non-aspirant into an aspirant. If you know Brahman, what is the benefit? Param, para, para aptihi, parasya aptihi. And the person becomes inspired, driven to know Brahman. Then he should ask the question, what is that Brahman? You will not ask what is that Brahman unless you have the benefit of knowing that Brahman. Therefore, immediately direct definition of Brahman is given. Swarup Laksham of Brahman is given as what? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And that Brahman, okay, Brahman is pure consciousness existence, and which is free from all three limitations. Okay, where is that? If Brahman is everything, my God, everything is Brahman. How can we understand what that Brahman is, even though Brahman is everything, everywhere Brahman is, always Brahman is, everything Brahman is, but where can we recognize? How can we recognize that Brahman? There's no place when, no place where Brahman is not. No object where Brahman is not. No time where Brahman is not. Everywhere, always, and everything Brahman is available. But still, we are not able to recognize. How can we recognize Brahman? The answer comes, Yo Veda Nihitanguhayam. That Brahman is all pervasive, no time, no doubt, but it's available for recognition only in the cave of mind. Though it is, it remains as though hidden in the cave of intellect. The place of the locus of recognition of Brahman, recognizability of Brahman, also is mentioned by this statement. So this is the meaning. Iti. So what? The meanings of all these sentences should be remembered, should not be forgotten. So thus intention, what is intended by the Shruti, implied by the Shruti, is not forgotten, it remembered. So that we can arrive at what exactly conveyed by this Anupravesha Shruti. If you remember, you can arrive at it. Okay, the next sentence. Tad vijnanancha vivakshitam. Tad vijnanam cha vivakshitam. And what was vivakshitam? What was desired by the Shruti to be conveyed? What was intended by the Shruti? Tad vijnanam tasya brahmanaha vijnanam. Tad vijnanam eva tasya brahmanaha vijnanam vivakshitam. What was intended by the Shruti was the knowledge of that absolute reality, Brahman. Upanishad, the very word Upanishad means Brahmavidya, because it serves as a pramanam for arriving at Brahman. The Shruti's intention is always imparting knowledge of Brahman. Tadvijnanam vivakshitam. Tadvijnanam, tatsya brahmanaha vijnanam. The knowledge of that absolute reality is actually intended by the Shruti. The only intention of the Shruti. Therefore, prakrutam cha. That Brahman is what now the main subject matter under discussion at present. The whole teaching is to help us arrive at what that Brahman is. So, Brahma Swarupa Anugamaya. Brahma Swarupa Anugamaya. Akashadi Annamayantam Karyam Pradarshitam. See, Karyam Pradarshitam. Akashadi Annamayantam. Right from the beginning of the space, the subtlest of the elements, up to the end of the gross physical body of a human being, has been presented, has been brought to light as the product of Brahman. What is the purpose of presenting the space up to the gross physical body of human being as the product of Brahman? Brahma Swarupa Anugamaya. Brahma Swarupa Anugamartham. See, Anugamaha is a noun. Anugachati, Avagachati, Adhigachati. With all these prefixes, the gum root gives the meaning of understanding. Okay, Anugamanam, understanding. Anugamaha is also understanding. Anugamanam, neuter gender word. Anugamaha, masculine noun. Anugatihi, feminine noun. Okay, for Sanskritam students. Anyway, Brahma Swarupa Anugamaya. The purpose is very clearly mentioned. It's in the fourth case statement, isn't it? Anugamaya, for the purpose of understanding the intrinsic nature of Brahman. The Swarupa of Brahman. Brahma Swarupa Anugamaya. Because Brahman is the subtlest reality, Brahman has to be added only in terms of its Swarupam. Brahman is subtlest, attributeless, formless. Okay? Absolute, ultimate truth. How are we going to arrive at it? All pramanams function because of the blessing of Brahman. It cannot be arrived to any pramanam. Therefore, the absolute reality Brahman has to be arrived at, can be arrived at only in terms of its nature, Swarupam. Therefore, in order to arrive at the reality in terms of its nature, Swarupam, Brahma Swarupa Anugamaya, for understand Swarupam of Brahman, the whole entirety of the creation, right from the space up to the end of this human physical body, the gross physical body, is presented as the product of Brahman. So Brahman is presented as the Jagat Karanam. So presenting Brahman as the Jagat Karanam itself is to understand Brahman. Oh, Brahman is convinced the existence of Brahman. Brahman exists because there is this creation which is product of Brahman. Without a cause, effect cannot exist. The effect of universe exists because the cause is very much there, inseparably, in the very creation. Brahman alone exists in the form of creation, in the form of the universe. To make us understand the existence of Brahman, Brahman is presented as the cause of the creation. Again, Brahman being the cause of the creation, Brahman is non-separate from the creation also. Having presented that, Brahma Anugamaha cha Arabdha, understanding of that Brahman also has been started. But the understanding also has begun. Understanding of the Brahman also has begun. How it has been started? Gradually. And the Brahman is, has arrived at, therefore, Pancha Kosha Vivekaha is presented by the Upanishad. Pancha Kosha analysis of five koshas has been presented by the Upanishad in order to help us arrive at that all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of the individual, every individual in one's own mind as one's own surupa, as the very content of I. Therefore, now he continues, see, beautifully presents. Tatra. Tatra means what? In that method of, in that method of arriving at understanding Brahman. What the method? The method of analyzing the five koshas. Tatra means in that method of analyzing the five koshas for the purpose of arriving at Brahman. Annamayat atmanaha anyaha antaraha atma pranamayaha tadantaha manomayaha vijnanamayaha iti vijnana guhayam praveshitaha. How he very briefly he mentions Panchakosha Prakriya. Why Upanishad present Brahma Panchakosha Prakriya? The methodology is inbuilt in the Upanishad. The method is presented. The process, the method of understanding Brahman. How? Not directly. Come on, you are Brahma. No. Gradually, a person has to be helped gradually to shift his identity from the grossest physical body to the subtlest consciousness, abstract formless consciousness. Because the person who wants to know Brahman has a very strong identity with the grossest material physical body, the form. But he has to be, his understanding has to be shifted from where? From the grossest material physical body to the subtlest formless consciousness. Form to the formless. Matter to consciousness. Grossest to subtlest. Therefore, the method is very carefully, gradually presented. That is why, what is the method used here? We have two, Shakha Chandra Nyaya, Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. Shakha Chandra Nyaya, Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. Two Nyayas we can say. Showing the digit of the moon on the third day after new moon, especially in India, where we had to show, and rainy season, okay, is very difficult. Now, Shravana month and all, always very cloudy. And so, there's a, instead of directly showing, look at the moon there, look at them, it's very auspicious to have Chandra Darshanam on the day. If somebody, come on, look at this, available, we can't see. So they have to show different points of gross things. Take the attention gradually to a gross point. from that to another point, from that to another point, from that to another point, finally take to attention. I explained this many times before. I don't need to elaborate on this. Gradually, a person is taken to, this is where the thin digit of the moon, on the third day, Tritiya, Akshaya Tritiya, isn't it, is shown. The Shakha Chandra, in the in between the two branches of the tree which is far away from you. To take to that point, is it, not directly, different points are there. See here, from there you see above, from there you see above, like that. The same way, Arundhati Darshanam, the two stars, tiny star and the tinier star, tinier and tiniest stars, or Vyasa Arundhati, and they're inseparable, they stuck to one each other. Okay, so on the marriage day, the to prevent the divorces on the very day, the parents, the whole Jagat who attends the wedding, they bless the couple that they should live throughout inseparably, like Vasundhati. Therefore, and her husband, they show, but it's very difficult to show Arundhati that. They spend the very bright day and the marriage day. When they take out, it's very difficult to see anything there. So, what I'm saying, there's a way how they have to show that. Gradually. So that Nyaya is followed here. Atma also, subtlest reality has been shown. Therefore, first they show this physical body where we have strong eye sense, Dehe Atma Buddhi Yatrasti. First they make us see what? This physical body, being an object of knowledge, being material product, is what now? Yes, is negated as Anatma. Annam is negated as Anatma. And then interior to the physical body, other than the physical annamaya, is there is pranamaya. The pranamaya is present as the atma initially. Then pranamaya also is negated later on. This is how the manomaya becomes also later on negated. And finally, in that manomaya, there is vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya also is negated as anatma. In that vijnanamaya guha, in that cave of intellect, there is, but now we have experience of different degrees of joy, different degrees of happiness, gradations of pleasure, as Briyam Modaha Pramodaha. We also understood what is Ishta Darshanajam Sukham Priyam. Ishta Praptijam Sukham Modaha. Ishta Anubhavajam Sukham Pramodaha. Seeing the desirable is joy. Obtaining the desirable as one's own is greater joy. Enjoy, being able to enjoy what is this desirable object is what? The greatest joy. But still, even though the gradations of happiness are mentioned, they're all only expressions of the fractions of fullness of happiness. Therefore, they're all experienced sukham. Vishayanandaha. So you are now Anandamaya. Anandaha is Atma. Anandamaya means what? Experienced Sukham. Swarupa Sukham is Anandaha. Fullness of happiness, which is nature of the Atma. Whereas Anubhuyamanam Sukham, experienced pleasure, is what? The manifestation of the fractions of fullness. Therefore, it is, he says now, tad antaha manomayaha vijnanamayaha iti, finally, vijnana guhayam praveshitaha. Vijnana guhayam praveshitaha. How? तत्र आनन्दमयः विशिष्टः आत्मा प्रदर्शितः. सो विज्ञानगुहायाम् इन् दट् केव् आफ् बुद्धि अदर्विधस् विज्ञानमयः आत्मा विज्ञानमयः विशिष्ट आत्मा प्रदर्शितः द अब्सोल्यूट रियालिटी ब्रह्मन् अब्टेनिंग एज द इनर मोस्ट एसेंस इम्प्लाइड बाय द टर्म आत्मा इज रिवील्ड एज व्हाट रिवील्ड एज द वन क्वालिफाइड विद डिफरेंट डिग्रीज ऑफ हैप्पीनेस. Atma is not revealed as pure. Atma is revealed there as the one qualified, the one endowed with the qualification of different degrees of pleasure, happiness. So, Anandamayaha, Tatracha Anandamayaha, what is Anandamayaha? Visishtaha Atma Anandamayaha. నిర్విశిష్ట ఆత్మ ఆనంద ఆత్మ. అండర్స్టాండ్? విశిష్ట ఆత్మ ఆనందమయ విశిష్ట ఆత్మ ఆనందమయ నిర్విశిష్ట ఆత్మ ఆనంద ఆనందమయ ఆత్మ ప్రదర్శిత. దెర్ఫోర్ వాట్ ద మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఈస్ దేర్ మీన్స్ manifestation of different gradations of sukham, different graded sukham is what in terms of joy, greater joy, greatest joy. These are fractions, the manifestations of fractions of fullness of happiness. We mean what? There must be source of manifestation. So Brahman has been arrived at as the source of manifestations of fractions of happiness. Okay, so he says, Ataha. Is it clear until now? Okay. Ataha. See, Ataha, you take this param together. Atav param. Atav param. Thereafter, Shankaracharya is reminding us of what has been already understood through the analysis of five koshas. Atav param, thereafter, when the Atma is shown as the one with the, as the qualified with the gradations of happiness, thereafter, after showing that what happens, Atav param, anandamaya, లింగ అధిగమ ద్వారేణ ఆనందమయ బికమ్స్ ది లింగ. దిస్ గ్రేడేషన్స్ డిఫరెంట్ డిగ్రీస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రియం మోద ప్రమోద ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ బికమ్ వాట్ నౌ లింగ. లింగ మీన్స్ క్లూ. క్లూ హియర్ మీన్స్ అ మీన్స్. క్లూ ఫర్ వాట్? Clue for understanding. Means for understanding. So Anandamaya, thereafter, Anandamaya becomes what now? That experience of the understanding of the different degrees of pleasure, which serve as the means of understanding. So Adigama Dwarena, that becomes what? Through the understanding of different degrees of happiness, the experienced Sukham, which serve as means of arriving at Adi Atma, being the Avasanam, the end, the culmination, the end, the culmination, the source of Ananda Vivruddhi. Culmination of the different gradations of Sukham. Different graded Sukham. Vivruddhi, Ananda Vivruddhi. Understand now, Vruddhyananda is a compound word. So what he says in this sentence, the Panchakosha Viveka helps us arrive at the Anandamaya Atma, obtaining within the Vijnanamaya Atma. Vijnanamaya. Then we understand Vijnanamaya is also Anatma. Then what is Anandamaya Atma? Atma alone is revealed there as the one with the qualifications, as the qualified with Atma is arrived at, Atma is revealed there as the one with the, as the qualified, the one qualified with different gradations of happiness. Thereafter, through the gradations of happiness. Good now. For understand Atma is the one qualified with the gradations of happiness. Then through the gradations of happiness, which serve as clue, a means of Atma, arriving at the Atma, understanding the Atma, being the end, the culmination, the source of this different degrees of happiness, experienced happiness. Different degrees of experienced happiness, which are manifestations of the Atma Sukham, Ananda, Ananda Atma. So Ananda Mayaha is manifestation, Anandaha is Swarupam. Ananda Mayaha is manifestation of Atma Swarupam. Ananda is Swarup of Atma. Manifestation of Swarupam is different from Swarupam. Is it clear? Okay. Sometimes I was very much, I had itching of explaining the compounds, but I don't want to get into the grammar class. Okay. Puja Swami always reminds us, don't make it too grammatical so that you will miss the lesson. So it's not complete. What is that Atma? What is that Atma which is arrived at as the culmination, as the source of manifestation of the fractions of different degrees of pleasure? What is that Atma? The Atma is Brahma. The Atma is Brahma. Oh, we arrived at Brahman. We arrive at Atma as a source, as the source of happiness, manifestation of happiness. Ananda Atma is what? Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha. Now, that continues with compound. Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha. Now, what is it, Brahman? Atma is nothing but Brahman, which is the Puchyam. Puchyam means what? Pratishtha. Pratishtha means what? The very Adhishtanam, the substratum, the Swarupam, the truth, without which there cannot be experience of Sukham at all. Adhishtana Sukham. So, Atma, which is nothing but Brahman, the reality Brahman, Atma is Brahman, one and the same. The Brahman is what? Adhishtanam, Pratishtha. Pratishtha means the only support. Support means the source of manifestation of any degree of Sukham. That is, Swarupa Sukham alone is anubhuyate. Whenever you experience, from you say, you are yourself, and every time you are pleased, you are yourself, and you like to please self. You like to preach self, that's why you love yourself. Atmastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Isn't it? So, that is not complete. Brahma pucham pratishtha. What is Brahman? He said, the Brahman Atma is Brahman. That Atma is nirvikalpaha. Atma nirvikalpaha. Come on. Even though this Atma, which is Brahman, is a, which is the only substratum, the source of any degree of happiness, manifestation of happiness, is what? Nirvikalpaha. Divisionless, undivided, vikalparahitaha. Vikalpaha means division, difference. So the Atma is nirvikalpaha, divisionless, undivided, indivisible, partless, whole. Nirvikalpaha. Nirvikalpaha Atma. But in this nirvikalpa Atma, what do you see? It is, this nirvikalpa Atma is the sarva vikalpa aspadam. The changeless, divisionless, partless, undivided Atma is the very substratum, existence, the truth of all the divisions and differences. All possible divisions and differences. So whatever your division you see, whatever difference you see, all differences and divisions exist in indivisible, undivided, partless Atma. You see different waves in one water, isn't it? So the source of existence, the source of manifestation, the source of origination, the source of existence, the source of manifestation is Atma, which is Brahma. See, the word nirvikalpaha is a pullinga shabdaha. Brahman is due to gender. That's why here Atma is implied. Atma, which is Brahman, is nirvikalpaha. Nirvikalpaha, sarva vikalpa aspadaha. It is the only source of existence of all divisions and differences. Nirvikalpaha Atma sarvavikalpa aspadaha. Nirvikalpam Brahma sarvavikalpa aspadam. That's the only difference. The gender, in keeping gender, we take it as Atma. What is he talking about? Don't forget. This is how Panchakosha Viveka helps us arrive at the absolute reality, Brahman Paramatma Surupam, as Jiva Surupam. So Jiva and Parama are one and the same. Brahma. So Nirvikalpaha Atma, sarvikalpaspadaha, sarvavikalpaspadaha, nirvikalpaha Atma is Brahma, which is the only adhishtanam, substratum, the source of existence, the source of manifestation of different degrees of happiness. Atma, asyameva guhayam adigantavyaha, sachanat Brahman, Brahman obtaining as the Atma should be arrived at, can be arrived at only in the cave of intellect. Asyameva guhayam adigantavyaha, not anywhere else. If you go and search for Brahmatma anywhere else, you are searching for Brahman in Brahma, but you will not arrive at it. Asyameva guhayam adigantavyaha. Taittiriya Upanishad is the beautiful thing. That's why Taittiriya Upanishad is known for specially the Panchakosha Viveka. panchakosha prakriya is the unique prakriya of this Taittiriya Upanishad. So, sarva vikalpaspadaha, nirvikalpaha, atma, brahma puccham, patishta, asyam eva guhayam adigantavyaha, iti, tat praveshaha, prakalpyate. Oh, sorry, I have to stop now. I'll stop with the sentence. Praveshaha, complete the sentence. Prakalpyate. See, kalpana, there's a prakalpana, there's a kalpana, there's imagination or visualization presented by the Upanishad. So, the entry of Brahman into the creation is imagined, present, okay, visualized in the Upanishad, or by the Upanishad, specifically to reveal the fact that Brahman, which Brahman? Brahman appearing as the Atma. Which Atma? Nirvikalpaha Atma. Sarva vikalpaspadaha nirvikalpaha Atma. Asyam guhayameva adigantavyaha. Just to drive home this understanding, the entry is mentioned that Brahman has entered into the creation as, especially in the human mind, as Jivaha. Give the name Jiva also. Give a new qualification, title to Atma, Brahma, the attributeless Brahma, unqualified Brahman, is given the qualification of what now? Jiva Atma. That's not Jiva really speaking. It's Brahman alone is there as Jiva. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.